number one.
Yeah, well, it sure beats the hell out of number two.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We are laughing.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready?
Get ready, dog.
Get ready. Hey, you up yet? You're hanging out in Johnny's house.
XL 106.7.
Good morning. It's 601 Orlando's number one hit music station. It's XL 106.7. You are listening to Johnny's House. Partly cloudy, 60% chance of rain. Heat index 102. This is what it's going to feel like right now. It's 79.
Now, the Johnny's House Entertainment News with Ray.
Kicking off some news with Michael B. Jordan. He is making a Black Superman series. So I feel like if anybody's going to do it, I like Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
So I think he'd be great at creating this. But he said he's working on a Black Superman limited series for HBO Max. There's no word yet if he is also going to star in it, but he's going to be behind it. He said it'll be based on the character Val Zod, who is in a different universe than Clark Kent.
Okay.
That's basically all we really know. He comes from Krypton and is sent to Earth after the death of his parents. It's just like Superman. Yeah, just a different time. Just different universe.
Universes, okay.
Yeah, so okay. No word, like I said, if he's going to star in it or when it's going to start.
He is in love with Steve Harvey's daughter, boy.
Heck, they are like infatuated with each other.
No.
I love seeing it too because they are both so good looking and yeah, I love it. So the Olympics did kick off in Tokyo.
Yep.
We watched a little bit of it and it's just sad to
it
see
is.
The stands
it
and
is.
Like to
it
see
is.
The,
yeah.
the
it really
athletes.
Is.
I'm like, would you really want to be there if you're an Olympic athlete?
Hey, man, yeah. I'm not sure who picked our outfits for the little opening ceremony march, but we look ridiculous. I mean, seriously.
I love like those those countries like Cameroon that has one person.
We
have blue striped shirts with blue blazers and red scarves tied around our neck.
Yeah. So, anyways, a little tally, you know, to just talk about like the medal counts and everything like that. I don't know why I can't even speak right now.
Okay.
So China has 11, mm-hmm. 6 gold, 1 silver, 4 bronze. And then right behind that is us, the USA, 10 with 4 gold, 2 silver, 4 bronze.
We didn't medal on the first day. I was hearing in the background of something I was listening to, and that's like the first time almost in forever that in the first day we were shut out.
Yeah.
Everyone's like,
our basketball team lost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the crazy thing about that. These other countries have NBA players on their team
now.
Like, so there was two starters for France that play in the NBA.
Yes.
One used to play for us. For the Magic.
And he reigned at 3.
And they were talking to some of the guys from the NBA that play on our team. And they're like, those guys care more when they play for their country than they do when they play for the NBA team.
I bet. Yeah. I mean, because you're representing your country.
But we don't think like that. Our players.
Yeah.
Like, our players are like, this is my vacation.
I think we'll make it to the medaling round.
Yeah.
We better. We can't lose again.
I know.
If we lose again, we're out.
We're out.
Oh,
yeah.
So Taekwondo, I don't know if you saw any of that.
I saw
that. It was like an 18-year-old that won a gold for us.
She went nuts.
Yeah.
It was the first, I think, gold in Taekwondo for the U.S. in history.
Yeah. So I love that. And then
I don't know the scoring, but she does because when she did it, she went nuts. I'm like, what happened?
Do you know what's crazy to me? That fencing still exists.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, fencing?
Did you guys see there was a video I saw? I forget where I saw it, but there's 3 athletes. I don't remember what country they were from, but they were testing the no sex beds where they were hugging each other and jumping on it.
It wasn't breaking, so I think it could take
a lot more than they intended it to.
It's so funny. Also, there's a list of actors who had to pretend to be in love with their real life exes on screen.
Ooh.
So I thought this was really cool because it's like, oh my gosh, they used to date, but then they had to rekindle like whatever on TV.
Yeah.
So Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake, they dated from 2003 to 2007, but they had to reunite for Bad Teacher, which I love that movie.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Love that movie so much. We have Cole Sprouse and Lily Reinhart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is like Cole Sprouse is like a Disney Channel person, but they met.
He's one of the Zach and Cody guys.
Yes. Yeah. They met on the set of Riverdale and dated from 2017 to 2020, and they're still playing a couple on the show right now. So it's like they were dating.
They're not dating,
but then they're still on TV as.
Let's be professionals. Let's just act.
I love it. So,
while Dexter was married to his sister.
Yeah.
And then they got divorced. And then they had to stay brother and sister.
It's so weird. Yeah, so it's a pretty interesting list. I'll see if I can post it.
All right, y'all. Let's get it started. It's Monday morning, 6:05. This is Johnny's House. Monday morning is 6:09. You are listening to Johnny's House.
It's going to be a partly cloudy day today with highs around 93. Right now it's 79.
Man, we had so much fun Friday. Out at Universal.
Yeah, it's a good time.
And I'm going to tell you, man, your son cracks me up.
He's so funny.
I got so many messages from people saying how awesome he was on the air. And I told him, like, I was surprised because he, a lot of times he shuts down.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, with you guys, he just, I guess because he knows you guys, he just.
Yeah. He forgot that the mic was in front of him.
Yeah.
He just talked.
Well, and then he started getting a little too lippy. I had to tell y'all, hey, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry he's talking so much.
Y'all. I remember once he was raising his hand. Brian goes, dude.
Yeah, he had something to say.
Dude.
That was funny.
I mean, I appreciate the raising of your hand.
At the beginning of any show, until you get a chemistry, you need to do that.
But I was unaware that he could just jump in whenever he wanted.
No, you know me, man. He was
but
fun.
He's so respectful. That's what it is. Yeah. He didn't want to be inconsiderate. Right. And so he was just like, Dad, can I speak?
Once you laughed at him once, it was over.
It was over.
As soon as you laughed at him the first time, he was like, oh, I'm funny.
But I wonder where he gets that from.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is your kid for sure.
He was killing me with the countdown. Hey. Coming up an hour and a half, Johnny. Yeah.
11 minutes, Johnny.
I'm like, okay. But that ride is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, it brought back the coaster in me. I'm not a coaster guy, but I'll do them now. It's just so smooth. Man.
And fast.
They gave us the rundown. I mean, Detroit gave us the rundown.
Yeah.
And I didn't get what they meant by zero gravity. I know, I heard it. I'm like, yeah, it's twice you get zero gravity. I'm like, you go so fast. No, I didn't know my big booty was coming right up off the seat.
Yeah.
I feel like I was never in the seat because of the misdirection. It changes direction so fast.
You're just hovering the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, listen, this ride ain't for big man like me. I'm not supposed to have my butt off the seat. The thing's going to fly open.
Like, I don't remember the last time that I went and I unsolicited told everybody about something.
Yes.
And that's what I did. Everyone I ran into, I'm like, it doesn't matter. We could have been talking about the Olympics.
Yes.
Speaking of the Olympics, man, you got to ride Velocicoaster.
I'm telling you.
Like, it was
crazy.
So crazy.
And I'm glad Detroit filled me in as like the Hulk. But you know how they, you know, it kicks off with the start, then halfway through it does it again.
I'm
glad you told me that.
It's like when you think it's gonna slow down to speed back up, instead it just speeds way up to then slow
at the
back
end,
down.
I'm like, I've had enough.
That barrel roll though,
over the water at the end. Yeah, my son went back yesterday and rode with one of his friends. Yeah.
You know, we go out to these places and they want us to hype the event but this was. I'm not a coaster guy.
Yeah.
But I'm ready.
It's funny. That night, on Friday night, I was like, oh, my gosh. I was telling Missy. I was like, my throat hurts. And I was like, oh, I was screaming my head off on the roller coaster. That's why it was hurting me.
We were. I don't even remember like anything around it. I was so like excited about it. Like I don't even remember like you guys or anything.
So did you guys do the front row?
Yes.
We did the row behind them.
My son did front row yesterday.
Did he really?
He said it was awesome. Someone threw up though.
Did they really?
No.
Not during. He said as soon as they got off.
Yeah.
Oh, that ride is no joke. Now, I remember last week I was talking about how I was at the park and they brought Brandon Fraser in through this back area and people booed them.
Yeah.
Okay, we had to get in and get out. So they took us down that. Boy, the look on those people's faces.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They were like. It was bad.
And there were delays and potential delays because of rain. And they said if it rains, they shut it down. And so rain was coming in. And we're like, oh, man.
Imagine those people.
Oh, boy. It was, you look over, there was no smiling faces at you at all. Like, who the hell? I'm like, hey, man, we're just trying to get on and get off and talk about it.
Yeah, me too.
It was.
Me too, big buddy.
Here's the funny thing is they had to move us to the other side because they didn't bring it. We got in, they put us in the beginning in the line where people were getting on.
Yeah.
And we were with them, and they were like, we've been choked out.
Yeah, well, as soon as we, like, opened the door, she was like, this one girl's like, they're not getting in front of me. I was like, oh, God, okay. I won't get in front of her.
We'll just wait for the next one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Look, we're just following these people. Right. We don't know what's going on.
We have tickets this morning, don't we?
To give away?
Yeah.
Really? Yes, oh, okay, perfect. We'll give them away. It was a lot of fun. If you get an opportunity, you should do it. If you like coasters, if you don't, and I'm not one to even like them, but I definitely enjoy this. All right. First call of the day. Time to call us 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. Be the first one we talk to today, but you got to call us. We call this the first call of the day right here on Johnny's House. I guess you moved on really easily. 624 is Johnny's House.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with a 60% chance of thunderstorms. Right now it is 79.
407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. First call of the day, now it's time to call. Let's see, this weekend it was me and the kid. His mom is still fighting that that COVID. So we hung out a little bit. Went to Home Depot because we wanted to do some gardening. I wanted to teach them to take care of your home. Man, it was hot out there. Good Lord.
So hot. Oh, 1,000 degrees.
Oh, my. He says that. You're sweating a lot. Yeah, I am sweating a lot, son. So we hung out, watched the Olympics, watched the opening. He wasn't really into that. And we're going to talk about this later, charges that you can't put on your credit card, his PS5 is now in the living room. So now I'm starting to play Grand Theft Auto again.
Yeah.
And I'm not good at it. And he was like, you know, I know a reason why you didn't let me play this game. I said, why is that? My friend told me that after 5 o'clock that a strip club shows up.
What?
Is that
true? Game.
I guess so.
It is true, yeah.
Oh, cool.
And he says, it's a shame at my age I know what a strip club is. I'm like.
At least he called himself out, you know?
Yeah, really. I can imagine. But they're at that age where little boys talk to each other and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, it's on regular TV now, too. Yeah. I mean, like, if you watch 2.5 Men, yeah, they're in a strip club.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm not good at it at all. I used to be pretty good. I don't know how to use the things anymore.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's not even that you're not good. It's that all these little kids are so much better.
A lot better. Yeah. Now, I'm not playing any. I'm just one person.
Yeah.
I'm going nowhere to play competitively whatsoever. But they are. I mean, it's the hand-eye coordination. They were raised with it.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
They call you names when they beat you.
It's like, Dad, you got to move. He's going to knock you out. You got knocked out. Son, I'm watching the same thing you're watching. I know I just got knocked out.
Yeah, don't play with other kids. They talk about your mother, all kinds of stuff.
It's bad. It's real bad. Ray, how was yours?
It was good. On Friday, we just got like manicures and pedicures, mm-hmm, my mother-in-law. And then Saturday, I kind of like just had the kids out of the house all weekend,
yeah, mm-hmm,
just because Missy's still recovering and I don't want them to like trample all over her.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the kids to my friend's house on Saturday. We had like water balloon fights and went, yeah, to the pool. And then yesterday, I took them to my parents' house, mm-hmm, and that's pretty much it. They played with their cousin. And
yeah,
it was a good family weekend.
Man, look at you being a good wife. Check you out.
I'm trying.
B, how was yours?
It was good. Friday, I didn't really do much. I ended up with a whole lot of extra work to try to figure out because some things went sideways. So I did all that Friday night, so I wouldn't have to worry about it for the weekend. And then Saturday, we went over to brunch at Teak, mm-hmm, which is cool. They got a couple of our Yoho drinks on the menu, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're adding two more to the one in Metro West today, actually.
Okay.
They start today. So I'm going to go try them, I think, maybe tomorrow night and post about them. But, yeah, so we invite Teak. They're really cool people.
Good.
And then we went from there to Epcot for the Food and Wine Festival. It's national.
Any different? Is it the same?
Well, they started it earlier this year, but they're doing it in phases. So they were rolling out new stuff all the time.
Okay.
It was National Tequila Day, so we stopped and spent some time in Mexico.
Is that tequila? You love tequila, boy.
A couple of tequilas, which was nice. Met up with some friends that we hadn't seen in a while. Stuck around for the fireworks. And then it was a zoo getting out.
Really?
It's like everybody says, everybody hangs because they're so excited that fireworks are back. But then it's everybody trying to leave at the same time. So you just got to be patient.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't run into anybody that wasn't cool. Everyone was very nice.
Yeah.
It's
going to take a minute.
You know what it is getting out. It just, mm-hmm, is what it is. Don't rush. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what it is.
I remember once I left my car in a valet at one of the theme parks. Till at the end of the night. Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I got home at 4 a.m.
Yep. It is what it is. Everybody's leaving at once.
This.
Yep.
You know this.
And then yesterday, we didn't do anything. We literally just sat around the house all day. We ordered Uber Eats twice.
Nice.
In the same day?
Yeah.
Go ahead, boy. You just rich.
No, she did it once on her account, once on my account.
Man, oh, my God, that's funny.
I think I need to get in the liquor business.
We're so lazy. Yeah. Then you'd be paying for Uber Eats and liquor. I still ain't made no money yet.
Detroit, how was yours?
It was good. Friday, we did a little date night. We went out to dinner. We found a new restaurant that we went to. And we didn't really like it that much, so we won't really talk much about that. And then,
because I was just about to ask you.
Yeah, no, it was out by me. But then we were in bed by 9 o'clock Friday, which was great because all weekend long we were working on a fence.
Okay.
So in our backyard, the fence covers like the back, the sides, but it doesn't close off our backyard, so you can just walk right back there.
Yeah.
Which I don't really like, so we decided to close it off, which we didn't think was going to be that big of a project. Turned out to be a lot bigger of a project than we expected. So we did that all day Saturday, and then we went out to dinner with some friends. So hot.
I mean, hot, humid, muggy.
Yeah, because then yesterday it was more humid than it was Saturday. Saturday wasn't as bad because it was cloudy and there was a nice breeze all day.
Yeah,
but on Sunday, yesterday, it would rain for like maybe 5 minutes, mm-hmm, and then the humidity after that was through the roof.
Yeah.
So we still have to finish the one side this week at some point.
See, a lot of people who have moved here to Florida for the first time, they're getting, this is it, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad.
It will get better in a couple months, but this is what it's going to be like for the next
November, till November at least.
Yeah.
Because I remember sometimes that Halloween is sweaty hot.
Sweaty hot. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. XL, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michaela.
Hey, Michaela. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm on my morning commute.
Okay. And how was your weekend?
Pretty good. Just hung out with the family.
Really? You didn't sound like you did anything exciting. Kind of like, yeah, I just hung out with the family.
Oh, no, it's good. I love my family. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, it's all good. All right. What do you got? What's big for you happening this week? Anything?
No, just work. I kind of stole a little idea from Ray with the staycation kind of in Orlando. So I think me and my husband are going to try to do that. So,
well, good. Get some alone time. Well, good for you. Well, what time you get off today?
Not until 4.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm in HR.
Oh, okay. Okay. You got to fire anybody today? Because you usually fire people on Mondays.
I sure hope not.
Do they do that in person anymore? Normally get an email.
Like, yeah, no, with a witness.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. You got to have a witness.
To make sure it don't go sideways.
That's right. That's
yeah, we have like our team that like meets together.
The fire team?
So, I mean, we don't have to do it too often, which is really nice.
Yeah. People looking for jobs.
They're doing it.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for being the first caller today, and I hope you and your husband have a great weekend next weekend and enjoy your day, okay?
Thank you, you too.
All right. Listen, we come back, we're going to talk about some charges. We're going to tell you about this kid who's, I think it's the parents' fault. Told him to go ahead and order some pizza, and he did. Got that story coming up on Johnny's House. 6:40 is the time. It's Johnny's House.
Partly cloudy today with highs around 93. Right now it is 79.
So Detroit, what happened was a dad told us, hey, go order a pizza.
Yes. So I saw this post on Facebook after it went viral, and she tagged her husband saying, "You told Junior to order his own pizza, and this is what he did. I hope you'll be home in time for delivery because he chose pay upon arrival." So he was just supposed to order himself a pizza for dinner.
Yeah.
This kid ordered himself 25 large hand-tossed meatzas.
Mm.
So with every kind of meat topping you could get, 25 of those, 25 2 liters of Fanta Orange.
That's right. Hey, a pizza, soda pops for pizza.
Yep, and then 7 8-piece hot buffalo wings. So his total.
That's random, 7?
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought, too. 25 of everything
else.
Said
all pizza. I ain't going to have a lot of room.
Yeah, it's just an appetizer, you know. So he had a total of $591.26.
Yeah,
and this actually happened in Michigan because the carryout order is from Detroit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
200 was for the wings because wings are very expensive.
Yeah. I mean, that's market price, baby.
Market price.
Now, the sky's the limit.
The wings were actually cheaper than everything else.
Really?
$55.93 for the wings.
Is the shortage over yet?
Well, he only had 7 orders. That's why, versus 25 orders.
Yeah.
Man. I want to find out, when did your kid charge something they weren't supposed to? I'm going through that right now. Well, I just went over it a couple weeks ago. The kid decided he wanted to go to admin level on Minecraft. And admin level costs a couple $100.
Oh.
And when I was just randomly, I do that. I check my account maybe once or twice a day. And I was like, oh, Lord. Uh-huh. I immediately called him. He says, huh? He can't lie. And did you do that? Huh? So so I immediately, I took, you have no privileges, blah, blah, blah. I took everything. And I went to the Apple site. And it's already set up because they know kids are doing that.
Yep.
All you got to do is say, what was the problem? Kid charged without my permission, and then it drops down the window everything that the kid charged.
Oh, that's
and you
funny.
Check all that, and then they say check back in 48 hours, and they say refund. So they gave it all back.
That's
it's
nice.
Like they know this.
Yeah.
They know this because it's not really tangible items. It was like to be an admin, all they did was take that away.
They
from
just them. Revoked his
privileges.
Yeah,
you don't have those privileges. You wanted this, you don't have that. So I was able to get it all back, but I was $345. Are you insane? What were you thinking? I didn't do the math. The math! Oh, my goodness. But fortunately, I got it all back. And I know, Brian, you had was it wrestling?
Wrestling videos, yeah. Good. They didn't give me that money back, though. It was close to $200. Because it's content. You already have the content.
Yeah.
Like, you can't undo that. So, yeah. They called me eventually. And it was my bank that called me and said, hey, are you, like, ordering wrestling videos at an incredible rate? And
I'm like, probably like, what the heck is this guy doing?
I like wrestling.
I'm at work. I'm like, they're like, well, someone's ordering wrestling videos. I'm like, damn it, my kid.
I'm like,
I told him, stop it. Disable it. Don't give him any more videos.
When you look at it, you're just like, what? What? But I would never. I think at a point now, if I let him order, okay, this is what you're going to order, I would check.
Yeah.
I would check. I wouldn't just freely do it. He's not at that point
yet. The crazy thing is that you can order a pizza over the phone. Like, they could have ordered that for their child.
Yeah.
Why did they get it? You know, why did they get the child, the card, and the access?
Watching, he might have been watching sports. He's like, look, we do Uber Eats all the time. Take it. Get what you want.
But it's an app. Like, it's so easy.
Yeah.
I send food home when I'm not there to my kid. Yeah. I don't let him pick because I will end up with him getting six desserts and things like that for his friends and stuff.
Yeah. How old is the kid? Does it say?
It doesn't say, but based off of the photos, it looks like he's probably like 7 or 8.
But you can tell the mom knew that the dad didn't do it or was doing something else. Say, hey, you let him do this. I hope you're here when they get there. You know,
I'm thinking the pizza place had to at least go, hey, we need some upfront payment for $500 worth of stuff. If not, that's on y'all.
Or at least call to verify the order.
Oh, did they say if he paid for it or not?
I tried to look through the comments to see if the original person who posted it said anything, but there's so many comments now that I couldn't find any of
What are some of the comments? What are they calling them?
People were just like tagging other people like, oh, Lord, you better go get your child, or like just sharing how their kid did something similar.
Damn, 25 meat pizzas.
25 meat pizzas, which is funny because those are like the most expensive pizzas usually at any pizza place too. Because it has the most toppings.
Pretty much the only thing they could take off that menu is the pop, the soda.
Because everything else is made.
Yeah, they didn't open
it. But I doubt they made it without asking. I don't know of a business that would be like,
call it shenanigans.
Well, we do Baby DJ. When we call to order 25 pizzas, first of all, they say we need a few hours.
Yes.
But second of all, they're like, all right, we need some cash.
You know what I mean? Oh, absolutely. That's true.
So either shenanigans or it didn't really make it that far, but the kid did it and it just didn't get to
it. They stopped it. Yeah. All right. I want to find out, when did your kid have some, I guess you can say, charges on your card that you didn't know about? How bad was it? 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. The XL Mobile is always open to text. That's 41067, and social media is up and running. What you got? We got it, too. All right, you look at your account. Your kid charged something. What did they charge? Let us know on Johnny's House.
Hey, Johnny.
Hi, I'm Johnny Magic.
Duncan Lawrence, that's Arcade on Johnny's House.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with highs around 93. Right now it's 79.
All right. Posting went viral. Mom told her husband, hey, your son, because you told him to order his own pizza, ordered 25 large meats, 25 2-liter orange sodas, and 7 8-piece buffalo wings. It came out to $591.21. Now, they didn't tell us if they paid that order or they canceled. We want to find out, when did your kid charge something on your card that you didn't know about? Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Brian?
Good.
Good. Okay, who charged what?
So my brother charged $1,300 to my dad's credit card, and he bought stuff like on the Apple store, like things off of like Fortnite and Minecraft and like a ton of apps.
$1,300. What did your dad say?
So what happened is he was actually in the airport and he tried to buy something and his card got declined.
Oh.
He caught us.
Wow.
He caught us and asked us why there was $1,300 charged to the credit card off of the Apple store.
And of course you told it was your brother. Of course you did.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't going down.
See,
no, sir. I'm not going down for you.
No, Lord. No.
I didn't buy nothing. It was all him.
Was he able to get his money back?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you don't even talk to a person. This is automated. Yeah, I get his money. Here's another kid that got through the system. All right, Brian. Brian, thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Ray, what they saying over there?
Brittany said that last month her niece ordered $25 worth of movies on Amazon, and her niece told her mom, it's all right. Aunt Brittany said she would pay for it. She didn't. She never said that. And then somebody said that when her daughter was 6 or 7, she bought $25 worth of Hello Kitty stuff at the Kitty Cafe game or whatever that they have for Hello Kitty.
Oh, yeah. The in app purchases.
Yeah. Yes. She called Amazon and they refunded the money.
They had to go to court a couple years back to make these companies give money back because there was somebody like, we're not giving that money back. Be what they say.
XMR powered by attorney Dan Newland. Interrect, need a check. Hit up my man, Dan Newland. This is the worst one. Cousin charged $4,000 worth of Xbox stuff to their grandma's account.
Oh, not grandma. Ooh, $4,000.
Yep.
It sounds impossible to do that.
I'm taking the whole gaming system. Yep. Everything's leaving. You just can't play with anything anymore. Ray, what you got, girl?
Kanye West, did he move into the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
I heard about this.
Yeah.
Coming up, Johnny's out.
Now, the Johnny's House Entertainment News with Ray.
Stop shaving today. Dial pound 250 and say the keywords ideal image. So Kanye West, he was supposed to drop his album on Friday. Mm-hmm. This was after his Donda listening party in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That's what Brian told me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what Detroit told me.
That's what Dumois told me.
Right? Basically, the world was waiting for it on Friday. Well, it looks like he said that it is not finished yet. He decided after the listening party that his album is not finished, and it said he said it's now coming out on August 6th. So he does have a date. Okay. Two Fridays from now, he will be dropping it.
So what did those people listen to?
The album,
but he said it's just not finished.
And then after hearing it, he said he wanted to tweak it.
Yeah, he's still thinking, you know, there's other things that he wants to do with it and all that stuff. So the crazy thing is that, yes, he had the listening party at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but now
45,000 people went.
He hasn't left it. He hasn't left the stadium. He's still there.
Doing what?
Okay, so basically, he has taken up residency at the stadium, and people were like, what the heck? You're supposed to be in Miami for Rolling Loud. He missed his concert in Miami.
He was supposed to perform?
Yes, at Rolling Loud. He was supposed to perform.
A last-minute addition, and then he didn't show up.
And then he didn't show up because he's still in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The other thing is he was spotted at the Atlanta United soccer game wearing the same exact outfit wearing from the listening party.
The game was at the stadium.
Yes, and people were like seeing Kanye West walk around with the stocking on his head and like the red fluffy jacket and pants and all that stuff. And they were like, what are you doing here, bro? Why is Kanye West still here?
They moved people out of their seats so he could have that space.
Really?
Is this the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard?
The only thing I could think on the positive here is this is some straight up old school Kanye.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so maybe the music is also going to be old school Kanye, because this is something Kanye would have done 5-10 years ago.
He's a mad genius. He's listening to that and he's like, okay, I didn't like that. I can add this to that.
So he hasn't changed. He hasn't left. He is still there. And I guess they created a studio space for him, and they created a living quarters for him in the stadium. And they also have a chef to prepare his meals for him.
When you have $1 billion.
Right.
Yeah.
You can say,
do whatever you want.
How much is it going to be? $200,000 a day.
All right, so fine. Funny. Somebody posted.
It's wild.
Isn't it crazy? Somebody posted, if you're a night shift worker at the stadium and you hear some crazy noise, it's fine. Yeah. It's not the Phantom of the Opera. They're saying it's Kanye West just hiding out.
That is so nuts. Can you imagine just rolling into him while you're like cleaning up at night?
Yeah.
He's just getting a drink because he lives there.
And you know he's very friendly. Hey, how you doing?
And it's like, whatever they have prepared at the stadium or planned, they're like, the show's still going on. The soccer game's still going to go on. Kanye West is just going to pop up.
And he's wearing pantyhose over his face. So I don't know if he's going to rob me. What is he going to do?
If you see a man walking around in a robe with a mask, please don't be scared. It's just Kanye.
No, he's still wearing the same outfit.
The same outfit.
Which I'm going to bet is the next drop from the Gap collection.
Well,
because it's the red puffy jacket. He dropped a blue and a black. I'm betting red is next, and that's why he wore it.
I agree. Bennifer made it Instagram official over the weekend. Every single person that controls a news media outlet posted the picture. So I know for a fact everybody in the world saw it, but Jennifer Lopez celebrated her 52nd birthday, and she, you know, it's J-Lo. She's just perfect.
Ben Affleck posted a picture of him grabbing a handful of eggs.
Yes. They recreated, what music video was that, where they were both on a yacht?
I think it was Jenny from the Block.
Jenny from the Block. And he was like grabbing her booty cheek. They recreated that whole picture.
Here's the thing. If that relationship doesn't work, it will not be anything that Ben Affleck did.
No, I'm sure not.
It won't. He's like, I got the second chance around on this. It won't be me.
Yeah. Well, she was doing an interview and she was saying that this is the best time of her life and she's super happy. The praise didn't stop there. She just kept saying that, you know, she's just, you know, living her best life right now.
A-Rod was supposedly on a yacht not too far away from them, too.
Oh, that's great. Probably with binoculars just staring at them.
And I think he was kind of throwing shade J-Lo's way on Instagram with his caption, because she was captioning her pictures like 5.2, and he did his 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So everybody's like, all right, A-Rod, get it together, buddy.
A-Rod did something, because she is going strong at, I love this man. After leaving this one man, and he ain't saying another word. He's saying nothing. He's just showing up on yachts by himself or going out with some college girls. Something went down.
Oh, he's got a yacht full of girls.
He cheated on her with the Bravo reality star.
I think you're right.
Idiot.
Well, even if it's just text, it's cheating. I mean, that's enough to make her look stupid.
But it's enough for him not to say a word.
Good for her. I love it. She's living her best life right now.
I'm sure A-Rod's like, last week we were in love.
Also, if somebody could still remind me on why Bennifer broke up to begin with, let me know.
Yeah, I don't,
I don't understand why they called off their engagement.
One I read was just it got too much in the media, and it just kind of like everything just kind of pulled him in separate directions. Because he was a big star at the time.
No.
And now he's, hey, if it don't work, it won't be him.
They're going to be engaged by the end of the year, I think.
Ooh. That man got a second chance at that.
Somebody better go do a well-being check on A-Rod.
On his yacht with the college girls sitting back going, sitting there going, he got college girls dancing in bikinis. He's sitting there going, this sucks. This really sucks. All right, we come back. Hey, you're in a prank war with someone? Well, we didn't get into it on Johnny's house. Levitating. 710, Johnny's house.
Going to be partly cloudy today with highs around 93. Right now it's 79.
All right, full on prank war. Kevin Hart, Nick Cannon. Let's see. First, Nick Cannon sent a llama to Kevin Hart. Then Kevin Hart put his phone, real phone number.
Yeah.
Now, what's the update on the phone? Has it been blowing up?
Nick Cannon said he answered calls all weekend. FaceTime requests, everything. Like, to the point where finally his phone just broke. Like, he got so many calls coming in. He said the screen just went blank white. Couldn't do it anymore. But he said this ain't over.
And that's the scary thing. When you got two people that got money.
Yeah.
And they want to prank each other.
And they're both comedians.
Yes. The llama, like, because Kevin Hart, like, a llama?
That's funny to me.
But it's like, out of all the things, you sent a llama to my, what am I supposed to do with a llama?
That's what's funny to me.
Okay. So now the I guess you say the ball is in Nick Cannon's court.
Yes.
To see what he's going to do next.
Right.
We want to find out if you're in a straight up prank war. I stopped pranking when y'all sent a marching band, three mascots.
Cheerleaders.
Yeah, there was a good 65 people, I think.
Yeah, to my house.
The violinist.
Yep. Some male strippers.
Yes.
I'll never forget the next day, my neighbor, who was an older guy, he says, hey, did I have marching band at your house?
Yes, you did.
From that, prank's over. Y'all crazy. I'm not that creative anymore.
So fun.
I still don't know how y'all did that.
But we had done everything else. Like, I mean, billboards were done.
Yeah, billboards were done.
We had done all that stuff.
Yep. I haven't. I try not to get into prank. Well, it was fun. It was fun for the air. But then once you send a band to a man's house, he's like, okay, you got me. What can I do?
I feel like we used up all of our resources on that last one.
Yeah. I mean, y'all call people. The mere fact that, I guess the thing that hurt my feelings is that y'all call people and say, hey, we want to prank Johnny. We want to go wake him up in the middle of the night with you guys. Will you do it? And they say, yes.
Sure.
Absolutely. That's going to be late in the evening and you have to drive to such and such time.
Yeah. We all met in the parking lot of a grocery store.
I'm like, damn, that's not nice. Ray, you ever been in a prank war besides right here? Yeah, me either.
No. And I'm like, I love them. Like, I'm just waiting for Nick Cannon to just do something. Because that was bad. What Kevin Hart did was bad.
It is bad.
How do you?
You got to change your phone number. And I mean, you've had your phone number forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also funny because it's like Nick Cannon's like, it's true.
Yeah.
No, those are facts.
And here's the thing you got to put in consideration is their safety. Like Nick can't give out Kevin Hart's address code because that's going to break his safety.
Yeah.
But that would be the next level of thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Or tell people where he's filming, or you know,
or you gotta do like Ashton Kutcher style punked, set something up.
Yeah, yeah. Troy, you ever get into a prank?
No, I feel like I'm not really good at pranking people, but I'm very easily pranked because I'm kind of gullible. Like I believe a lot of things that I probably shouldn't believe, but I'm not good at pranking people mainly because I can't keep a straight face to save my life. So like the whole time I just giggle.
Oh, they looked at me in my eyes every day.
Yeah. No,
and knowing behind the scene that this was going down.
In high school, we had a year long back and forth with two of my friends, my friend Scott and my friend Dave, with our cars. We would mess with each other's cars to the point where I used to have to park my car like a couple blocks from my house and then walk home.
Oh, that's
because
I'd
have to move it every day so they didn't know where it was, because every time they found out where it was, something would be done to it. Whether it be one of my wheels taken off and leaned up next to it, or like they would cover it in like Crisco and then put like a flour on it and then write stuff in it. Like, and I would have to leave for work the next day. I'd walk out there and I couldn't leave and I had to clean it off first. So I had to start parking and walking home.
The thing about a prank, it's funny when you're in the mood for it, but like you was like, guys don't be late for damn work. There's nothing funny in that. And that's what really makes it funny. I want to find out if you've ever been pranked or in a prank war as we speak. Got a pair of tickets to Orlando City Club taking on Atlanta. It's going to be Friday, July 30th, Explorer Stadium. Game time is 8 o'clock. You're going to go. But just tell us about pranks you've done, pranks you have done to you, and if you're in the midst of a prank war. 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. Put it on the XL Mobile. We'll read it for you. It's 41067 and put it on social media. Prankin', you're in it. We want to talk to you on Johnny's House.
Hey, what's up?
Monday morning at 7:25 in Johnny's House.
Partly cloudy day today with highs around 93. Right now it is 79.
Kevin Hart, Nick Cannon in a full-out prank war. We're talking llamas and billboards with your phone numbers on them. We want to find out, have you ever been pranked or in a prank war? Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so you've been pranked or someone pranked you?
It's a coworker thing back and forth that we all seem to do to each other.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, a guy at work texted my friend and told her that upon arriving for the day that they were going to be doing random drug tests, knowing, you know, she smoked. So she was tripping out, flipping out. He let it go for, I don't know, an hour or so, and they finally told her not, you know, just playing. So last week, I pull up to work, and she's standing out there with a bag of this little pineapples all strung together with zip ties.
Okay.
And she's coming to me to help her put them all up underneath of his car in the back, where, like, if you walk around it, you can't see it.
Uh-huh.
But if you're behind him, and, you know, you can see them dangling, hoping he was going to get approached, you know, from a swinger, because, you know, the whole pineapple thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he went home, and his wife asked him, like, what are these things on your car? And he had no idea where they came from, and he was side-eyeing all of us, asking around work. He could not figure out which one of us it was.
How long was he driving around with the pineapples?
2 days.
Now, for those of you who don't know, an upside down pineapple means that you're open to swing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it has to be upside down?
Yeah, it has to be upside down.
Okay. I just learned about this pineapple thing over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah, one of my friends told me, and I was like, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
My mother-in-law has pineapples all in front of her, like, front yard. I'm like, girl, yeah, you're asking for something, especially in a retirement neighborhood.
They're like, hey.
I have a good friend whose mom bought him a pineapple shirt. And I told him, I said, hey, you know, you might get approached.
Yeah.
He goes, why? Because if you walk around with an upside down pineapple. I mean, it goes as far as earrings. Pineapple earrings that are upside down, that means you're open to.
That's so crazy.
To swing.
Maybe I just like pineapple a lot.
Right? Well, that's what I've seen.
Well, you might like pineapples or somebody being with your wife.
So whenever he did find out that it was us, he said, well, I left them on there. He was joking around saying, I left them on there for a couple days to see who would approach me. But we knew he didn't know that they were on there. We found out from another friend of his that his wife was the one that told him. But
so are you guys waiting for him to do something back to you guys? Oh, he is.
After me, I'm kind of just like the go-between. I kind of,
mm-hmm.
But, just a spectator.
You know, other than, you know, jumping out at each other in the halls and stuff like that first thing in the morning, but.
Man, y'all do that?
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, that's hardcore. That's first thing in the morning is too early to be jumping out.
I know. You do that sometimes, Johnny.
Yeah.
You'll wait around the corner for us every now and then.
No, I'll say this. I could have scared you, but I didn't. It's too early for that. I'll be right. Hey, I could have got you, but I didn't.
Sometimes you do.
I used to stand in the window of the room across the hall, so when Ray would walk by, my face would be up against the window.
I know, and it was so creepy.
Kelly,
yeah, I got a few videos of scaring, so it's pretty funny.
Kelly, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
You have a good day, okay?
All right, thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Ray, what are they saying?
They're saying that their work partners, they actually like to prank each other all the time, but one of them they said that they made brownies and put it in the kitchen, and they put, like, tin foil over it, and they said they put, like, brown letter E's in the pan. And so they just put them in the kitchen,
stupid.
And they kept telling all their coworkers, hey, there's brownies in the kitchen.
If you'd have got me out of this trash thing, I'm like, nobody needs.
Really funny.
No one needs to get hit with this but me. I'll take the blunt. Be what they saying over there.
XL Mobile, powered by attorney Dan Newland. Interact, need to check. Hit up my man, Dan Newland. Someone said they had a prank war with coworkers. They would set up outside of work and wait for them to leave and then egg them.
That's aggressive.
That's so funny.
Damn. What do you go from there?
I'd be pissed.
They said it turned into manhunt with eggs.
Yes.
Oh, can you imagine? You cars get cars like them. Yeah, it's like I gotta go to the store after work. Now I can't.
I would look at y'all like, really? Really, y'all?
You would just have to pack extra clothes every
really?
Day.
That's amazing.
AX, y'all.
You gotta find a new way to leave work every day, so you had to keep them guessing.
I'd be pissed.
All right. Hey, are you watching the Olympics? What sports and what local people we need to start following? I'm talking about the Olympics on Johnny's House. 7:38 is Johnny's House.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with highs around 93. Right now it's 79.
Well, the Olympics are underway. They started, the opening ceremony was Friday, and it was kind of, I mean, you could tell they put a lot of work into it, but, you know, the stadium was was empty. They're not allowing anybody. Then to watch the events and watch these, you know, the premier athletes in the world, you know, doing their thing in empty, empty stadiums and arena. I think I was watching like volleyball. And I mean, these guys are playing team volleyball.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're killing. You can hear them talk to each other, which is nothing you ever heard before. But you can tell they built a new arena for that. No one.
It was crazy because the basketball game, can you imagine how crazy it would have been
with
the U.S. losing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that place would have gone nuts.
Nothing.
Because we're like this giant. Like, so they want us to lose.
Whenever they beat the Americans in anything, you know, especially you're one of those countries, smaller countries, you've made it. You're a hero in your country. Mm-hmm. And I watched the athletes walk in, and it was like, it wasn't eventful.
No.
You know, in these little small countries and now the competition start. And that's why I said I always like watching the Olympics because you can watch now because the events that we're watching now took place already or they're taking place now. Most of them are taking place now. You can watch them later on tonight.
Yeah, because they're ahead. Like the U.S. basketball team plays again on Wednesday, but they tip off at 12:05 a.m.
Good.
Because they're so far ahead of us.
13 hours. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I think I watched some archery.
I watched some archery, and I watched some guns.
The shooting. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, there's events. I did see. It was weird watching the skateboarding. That was weird.
It's just weird because this is the first year that they've had that, right?
Mm-hmm. I think
skateboarding.
So, yeah.
It's just like there's nobody watching around them, and nobody cheering them on.
Well, and 3 years they're adding breakdancing.
Yes.
So I didn't know that.
Now, yeah. Awesome.
Here's the crazy thing about skateboarding. I mean, now that I'm an older man, I always thought that was a young man's sport. But they were talking about here so-and-so from, he's 33 years old, he's 34 years old, and he's on his first run. I'm like.
Well, they've probably been skating since they were younger, but before this, all they had was the X Games.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. they are like, no, I'm not missing on my Olympic shot. Like, Tony Hawk is in his 50s, but could still compete.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's weird. It's good to watch. I mean, you know, you saw that the women's gymnastic team got second in something. I mean, I hadn't been following that. What's going on? I want to find out what events are you watching? And there's some Americans. I mean, some people from Central Florida that are participating, and we need to know who to watch because I was watching beach volleyball, and they were showing the American team won their game, and I guess it's the youngest team they've had, and they went to their family in Orlando, mm-hmm. and I'm like, Orlando,
that's cool.
Well, who are y'all? And why haven't y'all called us? What's going on? So there's a lot of athletes from Central Florida that are participating. And we want to see all about it. I watched it on TikTok of someone who's in the village, and he went behind the scene with his camera, and they got tons of Coke products. I guess they're amazing. They're one of the chief sponsors.
Yeah.
He said they had this big refrigerator with nothing but Coke products, and they just get what they want.
That's
and they
nice.
Have they have a 24-hour food hall when you can whenever you want to eat 24 hours a day.
That's nice.
Man, we need that.
And a little. Can you imagine? Oh, hey, this is Johnny. Sorry, I'm breathing. So I'm doing that now. What am I talking about? All right, so I want to find out if you're watching the Olympics, what sports have you watched, what are you looking forward to, and who are the local athletes we need to follow so we can make a point to, you know, highlight them on the air so people can watch them too. Or you just don't care about the Olympics. It's just nothing to watch. 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067, XL Mobile 41067. You can tell us on social media, are you watching the Olympics? You're not. You don't care. What are you? And some local athletes that you know about we should watch. 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. We'll update you on the Olympics when we come back on Johnny's House.
It's Johnny Magic.
750 Orlando's number one hit music station is Johnny's House.
Partly cloudy today with highs around 93. Right now it's 79.
Are you watching the Olympics? What are you watching? And if there are any local athletes we need to start paying attention to, because they're on, I think they're on four different networks. I want to see some table tennis. Let's see.
It's all over YouTube TV. Like, you can pick what you want to watch and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Let's see. Let me click over my other screen and... There we go. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so there's a local athlete we need to start paying attention to?
There is. Her name is Kaylin Whitney, and she's my daughter.
Your daughter is in the Olympics?
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes, she's 23.
In what sport? In what sport?
Track and field.
What's her event?
It is the 400, but she made the Olympic team for the 4x4 relay, for the mixed relay, which is the first time in history they're doing a mixed men and women.
What?
And also made it for the women's 4x400 relay. Nice.
Your daughter's a 400 meter runner? Good Lord.
Yes.
Man, I am impressed. Boy, that I didn't know. What you got to do is stay in touch with us and let us know when she's gonna be on the track, and we'll make sure we put the word out for her.
Absolutely. She's in the Olympic Village. We dropped her off at 3 a.m. on Saturday morning, and she arrived, and she's just soaking it all in. It's kind of hard not to have fans there or to be there to support her, but
we're
there in spirit.
What high school does she attend?
Eastridge High School in Claremont.
Man.
So what does she do when she's not running?
Goodness.
Like, that's just insane. I feel like that's all she would probably do is
train. Yeah, just run.
Basically, all she does is, she's sponsored by Nike and Red Bull.
Oh,
yeah.
She
turned pro when she was 17, so she couldn't compete for college, so she's completed that online and just continued to train with the professionals. It's like a 24-hour job. In the past year, I would say maybe almost 11 months ago, she turned fully vegan. She said she's never felt better, the recovery is just so much better after every workout, every race. So
when we did our little 1 mile run over at Showalter Field, they had like 3 or 4 or 5 real track athletes out there. And that's what they were just work. I was looking at them like, that's their job. Your job is to run. Man.
Has she always been a perfect child?
I would say so, because she's lying, but you know.
Wow.
She started running when she was 7 years old, just in like local AAU track and field meet, and then during the Olympics and stuff like that. So, and then she went to World Juniors and won, she's a 100 and 200 meter runner.
Wow.
And then she won the Pan Am Games as a 200 meter runner.
Oh my goodness.
And here we are now.
Man, I remember I did the Junior Olympics and I qualified in the long jump. And when I made it to the national, I couldn't make the sand. I couldn't make it. I'm like, Coach, I'm gonna tell you now, those other kids are jumping out of here. I can't reach it.
Yeah.
I cannot reach it. Now, Brian and I talked about it. Those athletes like your daughter, they got a different gear.
Yep.
You know,
I
didn't have that gear. You see,
I'll tell you what. The hardest working human being I've ever known in my life. Just the discipline.
Oh, yeah.
The hard work. Oh, it's just insane.
Oh, the 400 meters is a hard run. That is a hard run.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, congratulations to your daughter and your family. Please just let us know. Text us, call us. Let us know when she's going to be qualifying so we can make sure we keep an eye out on her.
Absolutely. I will. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. She's verified. You can search her name. Look her up.
Carlin Whitney.
She's beautiful as well.
Okay. Well,
Caitlin. Caitlin. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Caitlin Whitney.
Yes.
All right. Well, congratulations. Stay in touch with us, okay?
Thank you so much. And go Team USA.
All right. Team USA.
Yeah, I'm on her Instagram. Man, she is in shape.
Man. Was she at the track that day? When we were
I don't think so, no. She's too big time for that.
Yeah.
Woo. She was at a track, just not that track.
No. Those guys, I don't know what they were working out for, but they were working out for something because it's not track season and they were running.
Oh, my God.
Ray, what are they saying over there, ma'am?
A lot of people are watching the table tennis. They like that.
Oh, they gets down.
Yeah. Carolyn Marks is from Melbourne. She's in the surfing event.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Scott from Apopka, the triple jump.
Okay. Track.
And somebody said that men's cycling was really exciting so far.
Wow.
And they love the skateboarding, too, a lot of people.
You know what I like watching is men's team volleyball. I mean, they get
They're serious, man. Those dudes are legit.
And they want to spike it in your face.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do.
I really like the synchronized swimming.
Yes, that's
like
what I was just going to say. I'm so fascinated
with that.
Me,
too. I'm like, oh, that girl's toe wasn't pointed.
No, when I see the diving, I'm like, how do y'all practice? You know what I mean? How do you?
Yeah,
do you,
they're like identical.
Yeah,
the
practice,
way they move.
How do you practice like that? Good.
Goodness. I don't know.
B, what's up?
XMO, we're probably by attorney Dan Newland. Interact, need to check. Hit up my man, Dan Newland. Someone wanted to remind us that Alex Morgan from the Orlando Pride.
Of course.
Is on the soccer
team. Yes, she is. Yeah. She is. I watched them the other day. They're doing extremely well.
And someone said they would watch the Olympics if Johnny and Detroit were involved in some sports. I don't know why you two, but okay.
Look, man, y'all need to stop emailing me about the list. It's only on Friday, okay? I did not tell Detroit to give up all those points, and they're making me feel bad about it, and I don't.
Well, you should.
I don't. But I got a plan this Friday to help Ray get all your points back.
Okay.
But it's going to cost her some of hers.
No. I don't want Ray, no.
Why would I even do that?
Johnny, this is me and you. I get no money
and I get negative points. No, I don't want my points from Ray because Ray doesn't have my points. You have my points.
But she wants to help you. That's your friend.
Ray can help me in another way. I'm not putting her points in jeopardy.
I would like to let her help you.
Well, I'm going
to
say no.
That's not how you help somebody by taking away from me.
You've been winning this game. It would be easy.
No. Sorry, Detroit. Ray, I'm already turning it down for you because I don't want you to feel bad to say no, so I'm going to say no.
All right.
I'll get them back.
Some whack ass.
Maybe not
soon.
Don't
be mad. You could have had your point three of them back the other day, but your girl wanted to beat me bad enough.
That's okay.
She didn't think about you. All right, Ray, what you working on, ma'am?
More support for Britney Spears plus more royal family drama.
Let's do it. Coming up on Johnny's House. Remember the words you told me, love me
till the day I die. The Johnny's House Entertainment News with Ray.
All right, so nearly 2 months after Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's daughter has been born, she is still MIA from the official royal lineup.
Mm.
So this is the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because when their son was born, Archie, his name appeared on the website 15 days after his birth. This was 2019, and we're now post-Oprah interview. So this is probably, you know, another thing to factor. But for more context, if you look at it, William and Kate's second child, Prince Louis, is actually on the website and appeared 12 days after his birth. So people are wondering, Lilibet, their daughter, Harry and Meghan's daughter, is she ever going to get listed at all whatsoever? Because right now what they're saying is that Prince Andrew is still listed at number 8. Lilibet's name is nowhere to be found, and she should be somewhere on that list.
So where would she be, like 9?
It's something around
10, something like that?
Yeah.
They said when we get that book out there, we'll let you know.
Because all of William's kids are ahead of them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's probably why they really cared about putting them on.
If you look at it, she would be 8. That's what I'm reading. So she would be 8 in the line for the throne.
For the throne, yeah.
And yeah, but the palace has not listed her whatsoever on the website.
What are y'all waiting on? We waiting on that tell-all book.
Yeah.
Once that comes out, we'll let you know if Lilibet.
And the crazy thing is that they said that Harry and Meghan said that, listen, we want Lilibet to get the royal treatment.
Yeah, we do.
But the thing is that they are stepping away from the royal family. So it's like, you know, I don't know how that's going to work. Mm. It's going to be really weird. And obviously the queen is going to be present and on board with that because she loves her grandchildren and all that stuff. But I don't know. People are like hawking the website though, just waiting to see if Lilibet shows up.
This is a monumental time for the royal family. Something like this in the history of them has never, ever, ever happened.
Yeah.
It's gotta be weird though. I'm looking at the line of succession right now. A 6-year-old is ahead of Prince Harry.
Yes.
Then a 4-year-old's ahead of him. And then a 1-year-old's ahead of him. And then him.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So anyways, Britney Spears, she's continuing to speak out against her conservatorship, as we know, and a lot of people have joined her publicly to say that they're on board, including Lance Bass and all of NSYNC. NSYNC's social media posted a lot of support for her over the weekend using the hashtag Free Britney, but Lance Bass said that, you know, they were really close.
Yeah.
Even after her and Justin Timberlake split up, they were really close. They all, you know, were brought up in the music industry at the same time. And he said that we've been kept away for a long time.
Oh, they kept them away?
Yeah.
Oh.
They haven't been able to go and see her or just hang out with her whatsoever. And he also said that I don't know exactly what she needs, but I do know that she is sane enough to pick her own people to control her conservatorship or her estate and her money. So she needs to be able to own people running her conservatorship, he said, and that she needs, you know, especially her own lawyer, which we know that she's going to be doing. But there's a bigger picture here. And the main thing is that they're concerned about the court systems and the judge and, you know, other people that are under conservatorships.
I think now that she has her own lawyer, that lawyer has been hired to look out for her behalf. I think a lot of things are going to change.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things.
I don't know the next time she's in court, but I know it's supposed to be soon again.
Mm-hmm. It seems like she's definitely taken full control over her Instagram account, though.
Oh, yeah. Did you see her over the weekend?
She's posting pictures topless.
Nudie pictures.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. The way she's throwing shade at Jamie in her caption. So, I think she's at least gotten that, and she can drive her car by herself now, which is awesome.
Can she ride?
Steps, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like the littlest things that are so big to her. It's crazy.
Yeah. You said, Jamie, you've been telling people we close. We ain't close. And that house you're living in, I paid for it.
Yeah.
How did I know that? Brittany told me.
Also, Zoe 101 is coming out, the reboot, which is her sister's reboot show.
So she's in it, right?
She's in it. And they're saying that this isn't going to derail it whatsoever. So I'm curious to see how those ratings are going to be.
I think it will derail it. Because I loved Zoe 101, and I will not watch that reboot.
I think it'll only help it. Anything that you talk about is going to make people watch stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's Monday morning. Let's find out what is good in your life. Going to do that next on Johnny's House. Johnny's House is 808.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with highs around 93. Right now it is 79.
Rare, read this and I thought about you. Now, this happened this morning in the Olympics triathlon. So this happened. Oh. They're going to be talking about it already. They started the event, and once they started, a boat containing camera people went by, so they had to do the buzzer again and make them come back.
Oh, hell no.
They had 56 competitors, and they got on their mark. They heard the buzzer sound. And half of them in the water before the boat moved in and then tried to reverse out of the way. It was a boat full of cameras. And they said it took about 13 seconds after the buzzer sounding to signal a false start. But not everybody heard it. Some of them kept swimming.
Oh.
So they had to send some Olympic staffers to chase them down in watercraft to tell them to stop. And this one guy, he was 20 meters ahead of everybody.
Oh, I'd be mad. I'd be so mad.
He had to stop and they had to bring them all back in. And they were all, a lot of them were upset about it. One guy said he said it was a mess, that he got kicked in the head and he broke his nose. And then they say he started again. They said it was one of the roughest swims that they've been in. But can you imagine, you got all that adrenaline. This is your event. Blah, blah, blah. Now, is it swimming first? How does that work?
Yeah, swimming's first. So it was the first thing, biking, and then running.
So they kicked it off. 56 of them. Runners, you know, swimmers to your mark, bang, jumped in.
I could see how some people like would keep going because it's so loud.
Yeah,
people,
you don't.
Yeah.
And you're in a zone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
This guy said, I saw the boat going by like a pontoon, and I was surprised that they started. And he said, looked on the left side, and the camera boat was in the middle of the group. When I jumped in, it was like a full gas. You know, I was like, oh, man, this is an absolute blender. I don't know what that means. So they had to start it all over again. But who do you complain to?
Nobody.
Yeah. Because, like, if they were to keep going, that's not fair to some of the people that were, like, swimming and the boat was right there. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. This guy was 20 meters ahead. And he said, oh, this is a swim of my life. I'm swimming. Oh. And they swim beside you. Hey, Ray, stop.
Huh? I mean, he might be 20 meters ahead because nobody else kept
going. No, that's it. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's why.
We're going to start again tomorrow. That's what I would say. Look, I need to get my energy back.
No, it after a while.
We're doing this tomorrow.
They eventually did it.
And, yeah, because most of the time you got to, like, fix your goggles and your cap and all that stuff.
The Australian guy who got his nose broken, he said he got kicked in the face. He finished 16th. But a couple of them who jumped in the water, they did finish. But yeah, they said they restarted 10 minutes later. So you got to
10 minutes? That's a long time.
You got to get all that back together.
Get yourself back right.
And so you got to listen.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And nobody got mad at the camera boat because, like, hey, listen, man, I got to get photos.
Yeah, that's true.
I got to get these pictures out here. But they'll be talking about that later on today. That just happened here this morning. All right, it is time to find out what is good in your life. What is making you smile? Did you have one of those amazing weekends? You got a new job? You look in the calendar and realize it's about 10 days before school starts. A little bit longer than that. What is it that's making you smile today? We want you to share it with us. We call it What's Good. 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. You can text us, tell us what's good on the XL Mobile, which is 41067, and you can share it with everyone on social media and tell us what's good. If something's happening in your life that you are happy, share it with people. They love to hear it. They tell us all the time we love that segment. It makes them feel good. What is good with you? 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. We'll be talking to you live next right here on Johnny's House. Orlando's number one hit music station is 821 at Johnny's House.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with highs around 93. Right now it is 79.
Let's find out what is good with you. What's good for me? I had a great weekend with the kid, just hanging out and bonding and getting back on PlayStation again when I realized I really suck at it. but I had to find out for myself. Ray, what's good with you, ma'am?
What's good is I had a great family weekend, and I'm excited for my little vacation coming up in a couple of weeks.
Good for you. Good for you. B, what's good, man?
Yeah, same thing. I had a good weekend with some with the kids, some with the wife, some with some friends, and then we have a little mini getaway this weekend before the kid goes back to school.
Very good. Very good. Detroit.
What's good is we're almost done with this dang fence. I hate physical labor.
How long did you think
it's
it was going
to
really
take? Really
not you?
For me.
How long did you
So we knew the post was going to take a while, which that was a struggle.
Yeah.
But putting like the actual fencing up, we thought it was going to be easy. But the problem was on one side, there were already posts there.
Yeah.
But we should have taken those out and put new ones in because they're so weathered and they're uneven. So we like put the gate up and then we had to readjust the way that it, like the length of it. It was a nightmare. We thought we were going to be out there for maybe like 3 hours yesterday and it was like seven.
Max 3 hours?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh.
But you know what? Once it's done correctly, you sit back and go,
Yeah. Hopefully. It's a little ghetto, but it's all right.
That's okay. Gavin, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good, Gavin. What's good?
Live music is back. I used to go to concerts about once a week before COVID, and I finally got to go to my first one since it started last Friday night.
And how was it for you?
It was one of the best days of my life. I can't believe it's back. It's such an enriching experience to be able to go back and see those again.
Did the concert just touch your soul? You was like, oh, this is it. I missed this.
Absolutely. Multiple points throughout the night, I just found myself tearing up of just pure joy.
That's awesome. I'm going to my first this Sunday.
This Sunday.
My son and I are going down to Miami to see Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer.
That's going to be a good show.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun time. And I feel the same way. I'm going to be so excited that it's back.
Yes.
Oh, Green Day would be such a good show. Weezer puts on an amazing one.
Man, you felt the energy, felt the love. Good for you, man.
Yes. And I just started a new job, by the way. So that's fun as well.
Oh, you just got all this positive energy flowing.
Yeah.
All right. Gavin.
I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, hey! Oh, my God. 3042, Gavin. 3042. And keep that positive energy going, okay?
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Heather. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Heather. What's good?
What's good? I love my family.
Aww.
It's just that simple.
Wow.
We went to the beach yesterday, and my kids' brother, half-brother, and their mom came with us. So, you know, my kid's stepmother came with us, and so did her children, and it doesn't get any better than that.
You had one of those moments. You had one of those moments like, wow.
We did.
Yeah.
We had one of those days. And, you know, I feel like that off and on, you know, but you don't get one of those days very often that you just think about that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a day that you will always remember. And even though it was nothing special.
Yeah.
It meant everything.
No, it was all in the energy, man. Y'all felt the love. You felt it.
We did. It was an amazing day, and I can't be more thankful for anything other than my family, my husband, and my children.
Boy, you can hear it in your voice. Goodness. Man.
Yeah. Man, let me tell you, it leaves me speechless.
Wow. Well, Heather, thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes. No, thank you for having me. And by the way, I'm like Gavin. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! 1452, Heather, 1452.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Man, this lady loves her family, boy. Let's see. Dagmarie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what's good?
Oh, let me see if I can get through this without crying. Today is my daughter's first day in her career. She's graduating in December from UCF in hospitality, and she landed her dream job at a hotel that was her dream. And today is her first day, and I am so, so proud of her. And I better stop now because I'm about to cry.
Are you crying yet?
I am, but I am so, so proud of her. She worked so hard,
it is.
And it's just, I'm so proud. So her dad and I, We're so, so proud. We love you, Cassandra.
All right. You know what happens when you crown this
show? That's so cute.
I got to give you something.
Free stuff.
Yeah, free stuff. You got some Orlando City Soccer Club against Atlanta United. It's going to be Friday, July 30th, Explorer Stadium, 8 o'clock, for calling and crying. And you are such a proud mom. You are such a proud mother.
Thank you so much. That would be a great place to – she loves soccer. We love the team, and we will be there. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank
have
you.
A great day. I am not a first-time caller, but, hey – you all have a great day.
You too. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. We got to get some information. That's a proud mama right there. Right,
I hope my daughter makes me proud one day.
Let us know if we get a hotel discount or something, though. Like,
yeah, really. She really up in hospitality. Hook us up. Seth, good morning.
I'm afraid my son's going to make me cry for other reasons.
Yeah.
Seth, what's good?
There's a lot of things that's good, Johnny. One is I woke up this morning.
Yes.
Like you all did. That's great.
Yes.
Second thing is... family is down. Everything's going great with them. Having a great time. Shout out to Allison and Gabby. My wife is doing wonderful. Me and her are doing great. After deciding to not have a boss anymore and trying to do things on my own, I decided to pick up the Uber gig this week.
Okay.
To see what really was about, and I made over $1,000.
Damn. Nice. Over the weekend?
About, really, honestly, 3 days working it.
Damn!
Dang, man.
Goodness.
How many trips did you take?
Technically, I took...
three.
About 45 trips.
Ain't gonna lie, man. Y'all a little pricey these
but
days, but
I get
short
it. Short little trips between iDrive, going back and forth to iDrive and Disney.
Yeah, y'all got a little
and I'm a talkative person. I can't really be quiet, so when you get in the Uber, you're going to have a great conversation.
Sweet.
If you have any questions about Orlando, I will...
Y'all a little pricey these days.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little hard to get a car, and then when you do get a car, it's very
expensive. You know what? My favorite radio.
Like, damn. I want an Uber. They say, we want your arm.
Right.
Damn.
I spent like $30 to go like 5 miles.
I'm just saying. But good for you, man. Congratulations on the gig. Keep driving. Be safe.
Call somebody at Uber and tell them, lower them prices a little bit.
Well, you know, when you get drunk at the bar and leave it to Brian...
I mean, if they would lower the prices,
see,
it's called a surge.
If they would lower the prices, it would actually leave me more freedom to tip you more. That's all.
I'm just saying.
You know.
Right. Hey, Nate, we ain't knocking your hustle, man.
We do need to call, though.
No, listen. We ain't knocking your hustle. You don't set those prices. We understand.
No, yeah, it ain't your fault.
All right. All right,
well, you all have a great morning.
You too.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Thanks for calling us.
It's the government's fault.
Ray, what's good over there?
Somebody said that they're vacationing, listening to Johnny's House in all capital letters. They put that. And
all right.
They said that they're real excited. They're going to the beach today.
Thank you.
Somebody brought their baby home from the NICU.
Aww.
After they were there for 113 days.
Wow.
That's what, 3 months?
Yeah, the baby was born 9 weeks early, 2 pounds.
Wow. But now the baby's home.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is. Be what they're saying over there.
XL Mobile powered by attorney Dan Newland in Iraq. Need a check. Hit up my man, Dan Newland. Someone said they finally got their dream job at Habitat for Humanity. They
applied
that's
beautiful.
For 8 months, but they finally got it.
And they want to help people. I like that. All right, listen, we come back. We got questions. If you have a salary difference as a couple, like, Who's expected to pay more? I mean, you're a couple. That person makes way more than you do. Who's expected to pay more? We'll talk about that next on Johnny's House.
New phone.
Doug and Lawrence on Orlando's number one hit music station. It's 8:39 in Johnny's House.
It's going to be a partly cloudy day today with highs around 93. Right now it is 81.
All right. The question is, if you make more money in your relationship, should you pay more? And what's the story? What are people saying?
So there was a blog about it, and somebody wrote in and asked.
Okay.
It was like a financial blog, and they were saying that their wife makes 2 times more than they do.
Okay.
So it's significant.
Yeah.
And so he was asking, how should it be when they go places? Like, who should pay more?
She should.
How often should he offer to pay?
Not much.
Does she even expect him to ever offer? Because she
not
knows his situation.
Yeah.
It's not like a dating situation.
Yeah, they're married.
Like in a dating situation, look, if you want to date, you better figure it out.
Yeah.
But like
yeah.
when you're in a relationship,
yeah.
and you know there's a big, discrepancy in pay,
yeah.
and you want to do things,
mm-hmm.
like who would pay? And one of the things he brought up is sometimes, she wants to plan things that are clearly out of my budget.
Yeah.
But she can afford it.
Yeah,
so
you're
am
married.
I expected to throw in on that? Or so he was just trying to figure
it
out.
Is this marriage or just a...
They're married.
They're married.
But he was just asking in general, especially in that situation where one person makes way more, they want to do things.
Yeah.
But you definitely couldn't afford it.
Yeah. Yeah. In past relationships I've been in, if I made more, I just did it. I just understood,
yeah.
that I made more, so we want to do this, then hey, if I say, "Hey, I want to you want to go to such and such." Then I knew at that particular time, I'm paying.
Right.
Yeah. You know. So what about like bills and finances and stuff like that?
Well, in the past, what I've done is, okay, I assign bills that go with your budget, you know. So yeah. You pay the maybe the power bill or the water.
Right.
Or both, and I'd pay everything else.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be 50-50 if you didn't make as much as I did.
Right, like how could it be?
It can't be.
Like you don't have enough. Yeah. Like then you'd have nothing. Like, and why would you want to put someone in that position? I mean, that's to
no,
me.
Well, I mean, really.
Like my wife and
that's
I.
That's a little messed up.
We've gone back and forth about, you know, over the course of our relationship with who makes more.
Yeah.
And so we always just do whoever has money pays because, mm-hmm. you know, we don't even share a bank account.
Yeah.
But with bills, we do the same thing. Like I handle like the bigger stuff.
Yeah.
She handles the, you know, all of her own personal, like her cars.
Of course.
I don't do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then she handles all the other stuff. And then she's also responsible for putting away the fun money.
Yeah.
Because I handle the household money.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
all and it just works.
Yeah.
yeah.
But we've never
yeah.
had a situation where it's been like, well, I can't do that because I don't have the money. Because whoever pays, whoever has the money pays.
What do you do if you're in a relationship and the roles reverse? Let's say you're in a relationship. I'll say we're in a relationship. I make less money. All right. And I got my bills set this way. All of a sudden, I get this killer promotion. Damn, making four times what I made before.
Yeah.
Now the tables turn. Do I go in and go, I take yours and you take the ones that I have? Or?
I think we got to reset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for I think, sure.
Or you say, huh, we all got a nice system. Why change?
Well, we didn't do that, though, because my wife had a good year last year and I did not
because
of COVID. Like, it was total opposite.
Yeah.
We didn't reset. I didn't lose enough to where I couldn't keep paying my bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she just had more money to put away for savings and for fun money and for like our future ideas that we have.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
like we didn't flip it because I mean, if it had got to the point where I kept losing money I would have been not able to afford it.
Yeah.
I'd have had to say, hey, we need to reset it because you're over here balling out of control.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I don't understand the concept of like asking who pays when you're that far into a relationship.
No, that's weird to me.
Yeah, that part isn't, because you just, whoever has it pays.
Yeah.
And you're a team, so everything works.
And I feel like there's always one that manages the bills. Like in your relationship, does Jen pay the bills or do you pay the bills?
Yeah, the only one that I cover is the mortgage payment.
No, but I'm saying like when the bills are due, is it automatically pulled out or do you
I don't even know what our bills are due. Like,
oh, really?
The electric bill, stuff like that, because I don't touch it. I know the mortgage, and every month I do that.
See, Missy controls all of our bills, and so like she knows when it all comes out, and I'm like, I'm clueless when the bills come out.
So Brian comes home and there's no power. He realizes that bill hadn't been paid.
Right, and then she comes home and there's a notice on the door.
Yeah, exactly. She realized.
Now we got 30 days to get out, and she knows I have not been paying the mortgage.
For a long time, because nowadays they don't kick you out that quick.
We need to sit down and reset.
I got that moratorium. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
They ain't kicking nobody out anymore.
I'm going to flip this money into Bitcoin, baby.
By the way, that thing might end at the end of next week unless they...
That's what they keep saying.
They do a reset.
I know. I feel like they've said that for like the past 3 months.
They have, and there's a lot of people on edge.
Yeah, I just want my restaurants to open back up. So
yeah, now would be the good time to get a job before they cut it off, and then everybody's looking for a job, and then nobody can find one.
All right. I want to find out if you're in a relationship where one person makes way more than the other. Are they just, you just understood that they're going to pay, or how does that work out in your relationship or in your marriage? 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. You can text. The XL Mobile is 41067. We'll get it and put it on social media. We'll get that too. In your relationship, if you make more money, who pays the most? We want to talk to you on Johnny's House.
Hey, Johnny.
Hi, I'm Johnny, man.
It's Johnny's House. It's 8:54.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with highs around 93. Right now it's 81.
All right. There was a blog and this person asked, hey, if you're in a relationship and the other person makes more money than you, how often should you expect to pay? They know they make more money than you. You know they make more money than you. So who's expected to pay more? Dariana, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So you're in a relationship. Your husband makes more than you. And how does that work?
Yeah, so he makes, well, just until recently, he made $10,000 more than me. This week, I just got my first paycheck with my raise, so now he's making just $5,000. But the way that would work is he would pay all the bills, and he'd get my money. I'd obviously give him all my money, and he would do whatever he needed to do with it.
Damn, so you just handled the paycheck? How did he work that
Basically,
out? How did he work that out?
I
wouldn't mind a deal like that.
And I was like, you give me how much is left over, and you tell me what I know I could spend.
Oh, okay. So the money, the money he gives you back, that's for you to use any way you want to.
Yeah, he's like, all right, this is after all the bills, after everything. He's like, here's the budget for food. This is what you're gonna spend. This is what's on this card.
And oh, he's good at okay.
Go, little birdie.
Oh, nice. Now that you make a little more money, do you have to put more in the hat?
So we're gonna try to put more in savings, so we can try and buy a house.
Okay. Look, sound like y'all got a nice system.
Yeah, it was a little weird at first, and I got a lot of like bashing from my family. They're like, you don't know anything. You don't know the bills. You have to ask him if you're able to go out with us or do this. I'm like, well, of course, I don't know what's paid. I don't know how much money I have, so I can't go out with you guys until I know how much money we have to play with.
Listen, are you happy in your marriage?
Very.
Okay, then don't worry about the hell they're saying.
Man, who cares?
You should tell whoever said that. And you talking to me, your man cheating. All right? You ain't talking to me.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't talk to me about, I can't. Your man over there cheating.
I don't know about that.
Let's address that first.
Oh, my God.
They'll get off your back then.
All right. Oh, my God.
All right, Dariana. Thank you for sharing that.
No, thank you for having me.
Okay. You get your man all your money. Hey, Samantha. Good morning.
Hey guys, good morning.
All right, so how does it work in your household when the person makes more money?
So we actually, the situation that you guys were talking about where we flipped.
Okay.
I worked at a corporate office for a certain grocery store.
Okay.
And my husband was still kind of finding his, his career.
Yeah.
And he got a job at a government contractor, which allowed me to leave my corporate job and take my dream job for a nonprofit.
Okay.
But the way we handle it is we just have one account for expenses where we each put a percentage in.
Yeah.
So it's a bigger percentage, obviously.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then we have our fun account, which we put a percentage in the fun account, and that we just use that account for anything fun that we want to do. So it doesn't really matter who pays.
Yeah, that makes sense. I heard a lot of people do it that way. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, somebody listening going, maybe we should do that too. All right. Thank you, Samantha.
Yeah, hopefully. Thank you.
All right. Be what they saying over there.
Let's see. XL Mobile powered by attorney Dan Newland. Interrec. Need to check. Hit up my man, Dan Newland. Someone said they make about 2/3 of their household income.
Okay.
The husband income goes to pay the mortgage and savings, and the rest goes to do the bills and the monthly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else is kind of extra.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
You just got to tier it based on who makes more. But you should never be asking, hey, who's going to pay for this?
No, I mean, if you're both benefiting from the power.
Yeah.
And the lights.
Right.
Yeah, but like when you go out to dinner, it's like, are you going to get this? No, you're going to get this. No, just pay for it.
Yeah.
All right, Ray, what's up?
Morgan Whalen, he had his Good Morning America interview, so he opened up a little bit. Yeah. Right.
If you haven't heard it, we're going to update you next on Johnny's House.
Monday. What's up, everybody? This is Justin Bieber.
Now, the Johnny's House Entertainment News with Ray.
All right, so if you missed the Morgan Wallen interview on Good Morning America, a couple of highlights from it. He did address, obviously, the racial slur because that's why they sat him down to talk to him about that. But he said that, obviously he was ignorant when he used the word and that his manager reminded him that the N-word is and still will always be dehumanizing to black people.
Yeah.
And he asked if he understood why that upset so many people, and he answered yes, and he said, I don't know, I can't put myself in their shoes because I'm not, but I do understand, especially when I say I'm using it playfully or ignorantly. Mm-hmm. I understand that must sound like he doesn't understand. But he now does know, and he said that he's spoken with so many people in the community. He even reached out to the Black Music Action Coalition and worked with them, and he went to rehab for 30 days in San Diego. He said, why am I acting like this? He had to find out why he was doing this, and just being so ignorant and using words like that. And so he said that, was there a deeper issue? And obviously alcohol was involved.
Yeah.
They had been drinking all weekend long when that video surfaced. And so he did go to rehab for 30 days, like I said. But also, he
said the irony behind this whole thing is that his sales started increasing. After the controversy broke and that video came out, he said that they calculated how much the numbers spiked after the incident, and they got down to the number around $500,000. So he realized around $500,000 is what he made basically off of this terrible incident, and so he donated it to the Black Music Organizations, $500,000.
Well, here's a guy who sounds like he really has remorse for what he did, and he went to these places, and you can probably call those places, and they say, yeah, he was here, he talked to us. Unlike, what's her name, Tegan, who said she was doing all these things.
Yeah.
And she said, ain't nobody called me.
It seems like he really didn't, I mean, I don't know how you couldn't, but didn't really understand the gravity of it. Because when you watch the video, we talked about it then, he definitely wasn't being, vicious.
Mm-hmm. It was playful.
He was, it was just, that's the way his friends talk. What he didn't understand is, that's disrespectful. Like, I don't know how you don't understand that, but he didn't.
Well, he knows now.
Yeah.
And I bet his friends like, don't you ever, ever, ever talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Bring that word in here.
So hopefully he's learned his lesson from that. But R. Kelly is now facing new allegations. Oh, I don't know if you saw this one.
Yeah.
This is just disgusting. I swear, if R. Kelly doesn't rot in prison or just, whatever. But this case is coming out of Chicago now, but he's going to go to trial next month. It claims that he sexually abused a male minor at a McDonald's or that he met at a McDonald's. So basically what happened is that this 17-year-old boy that he met at a McDonald's, he actually told him that he could help jumpstart his career. Mm. And so he invited the boy and the parents to his house in Chicago, which he went with his parents.
Yeah, a lot of the girls went with their parents, too. Yeah. A lot of them.
But then R. Kelly, of course, invited him back, the 17-year-old, which he did come back. And at that point is when it turned sexual. And then after that, I guess the 17-year-old introduced R. Kelly to another male minor where he was also sexually abused at 16 years old in Chicago from R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
So, this all started with him just saying, listen, I can help you jumpstart your career. I'm R. Kelly.
What he did is that you had the parents over and you show them it's all about business and blah, 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 get impressed with your house.
That's so scary.
And they say, oh, I trust the kid over here by themselves.
Yeah. So this federal sex trafficking case is just going to get bigger and bigger when he goes to trial next week.
All right. We need to find out what's trending in the world today. And we're going to tell you next on Johnny's House. It's Monday morning. It's 9:09 and Johnny's House.
Partly cloudy today with highs around 93. Right now it is 81.
All right, Detroit, what's trending?
Today is National All or Nothing Day.
That's like an O-Town
song.
That's why I put it. I don't know what it means, but I hope it's a tribute to O-Town because that is a great song. I love that song. It's also National Aunt and Uncle Day, which here's a story that went viral off of TikTok about a crazy aunt. So I guess this girl posted this video that her cousin is getting married soon, and his mom, which is her aunt by marriage, really dislikes her mother-in-law, which is this kid's grandma. So she tried to hire a hitman to kill her. I guess her husband overheard her talking about it. So obviously he put an end to it because that's his mom. So I guess they got the cops involved. It's not clear if the aunt has been arrested or yet, but the wedding is coming up pretty soon here. And I guess the grandma wasn't invited. So it's probably for her own safety.
What do? You walk in the room and you hear your significant other talking about, now how much it going to cost to kill this mama?
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
Well, this relationship's over.
Crazy stuff. Crazy, crazy stuff. Yeah, also trending, mic drop 1B. So, the BTS army has stuff trending about BTS pretty much every day.
Okay.
But today they're celebrating 1 billion views for the official music video for mic drop, which is pretty cool. It's a pretty big accomplishment. Also, Doritos is trending. So, you know how people will try to sell food that's shaped like weird faces? Like, there was that potato that somebody said looked like Jesus.
Why would you want to buy that? I don't know.
I don't know. But there was a girl who also went viral on TikTok. She's 13. She's from Australia. And she posted a video of a puffy chip that she came across in her bag of just regular Doritos.
It was a puffy Dorito?
Yeah. And she was asking, like, should I sell it or should I eat it as a joke? So, she put it up on eBay. And I guess people were offering up to $100,000 for this chip.
And how much of that money was legit?
Yeah, I mean, some of that, there's no way.
But.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it looks like the auction got shut down. But Doritos stepped in, and they offered her $20,000 for the chip. Because they saw it as a marketing opportunity.
And we're talking about it right now.
Right. Yeah. So it's clearly working, which is great.
$20,000 is good.
Now, this is my favorite story of probably ever. You'll see a lot of stuff trending about Rolling Loud, which happened in Miami over the weekend.
Yes, it is.
And DaBaby is trending for quite a few reasons.
DaBaby.
He also got Adidas trending. Not Adidas, just Adidas. Because while he was performing at Rolling Loud, somebody threw a shoe at him mid-performance, and he stopped and said, "Who threw this busted-ass Adidas?"
Adidas.
Just one.
Because they only threw one shoe.
He said they ain't threw, it was two. It was just singular.
So everybody's killing him for that. It's so funny. But he's also trending because this guy brought Tory Lanez out on stage. Yeah. I guess it was right after Megan Thee Stallion performed.
Like, she was probably still backstage.
Yeah, messed so up. Messed up. And it looked like he brought him out in, like, a costume.
It was
and then
baby.
And then they revealed him on stage.
I'll give anybody $1 billion if you can tell me who's in this costume. Like, first of all, you ain't got $1 billion.
Yeah, first of all.
Nobody would ever guess Tory Lanez because we wouldn't think that he would stoop that low, but he did.
Yeah. Does he have, like, beef with Megan Thee Stallion or something? DaBaby?
She has a beef with him because he's still, you know, sided
supports
with Tory Lanez.
Crazy, but Adidas.
He brought him out like after Crybaby too, which they were saying is a hit on her.
Tag. All right, listen, we come back. You've been watching the Olympics. What event do you think that you can do? And someone, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to Universal Orlando Resort. All that's next on Johnny's House. 922, Johnny's House.
Partly cloudy today with highs around 93. Right now it's 81.
All right, the Olympics started on Friday. And Ray, you say people were critiquing the athletes?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I kind of caught myself doing that.
You too?
Okay, all right, yeah. So let me explain. First of all, I saw somebody post something about Simone Biles and her vault performance.
Yeah.
And they were like, "I don't understand. I'm not that impressed with the vault performance from Simone Biles. Like, she basically just did like a back handspring, whatever. And I'm like, okay, I don't see you out there.
Yeah.
Anyways, then I saw somebody say that they can't watch the skateboarding Olympics anymore because they could be out there when they were 13 years old. And I was like, oh, okay.
So then
Missy and I were watching softball, Go USA. They're doing decent. Yep. But one of the outfielders missed a fly ball because she didn't use two hands. And I was like, "You just looked like an idiot." Like, and I'm screaming at the TV. And Missy was like, "Whoa, calm down.
So it hit her mitt and popped out?
Yeah, her mitt popped out because she didn't use two hands. Yeah. She was trying to be fancy with it.
Wow.
And so I was like, oh, well, this is an Olympic athlete. And I'm yelling at the TV.
Because, I mean, back in the day, we all could have done a lot of things.
Yeah, of course.
But we decided to go down a different path. And I mean, the path you didn't go down, you could have possibly been on that team.
I mean,
in the back of your head, if you had gone down, you could have done that.
I just know that I would have used two hands in the Olympics.
That's just proper technique.
Exactly. Yeah.
I want to find out if you've been watching the Olympics and what's the event that you think you could have done well? Now, right now, nothing for me. But back in the day, and I was watching this the other day, I think I could have played team handball because it's pretty simple. You got a little net. And you have like a zone around that net that you can't go in. And then the other team is facing you. And all you got to do is throw the ball to your boy. He throws it back until somebody's opening you. He scores.
I feel like there's probably a lot more to it than just
I'm telling you. I watched the women's team and I'm like, okay, this is cool. You got four people surrounding that. They can't get in. And then all of a sudden I throw it to Brian. Brian throws it back to me. Toss it over to you, Ray. Ray back throws it back to Detroit open. Boom, score. And it was something like 23-18. It's not like it's a low scoring game.
Yeah.
And then you don't really run real fast back. You run back, and then you do the same thing.
I just think I feel like there's probably a lot.
a lot more to it.
It's involved.
Strategy, technique.
It looks more like the old school Harlem Globetrotter weave. You know when they weave each other and they toss the ball around each other?
God.
And I'm like, I could do that.
Yeah.
But I'm almost sure all those athletes were tall because you have to jump over the defender and get it in.
Yeah.
Any sport you watch, you're like, you know what?
Nothing in the Summer Olympics, because the Summer Olympics are just too strenuous. That's tough. But when you get to the Winter Olympics, curling all day long.
Oh, really?
I guarantee you I could be on a curling team. Maybe not as the guy who pushes it, although I think I could probably do that, but I could definitely be the sweeper guy.
The sweeper.
The squeegee guy. I could definitely do that. No problem. No problem at all.
I don't think you can move that fast.
Oh, I'm good.
I don't think you can move
I could do
that
it.
Fast.
I could be the squeegee guy. Now, I think I could be the guy who throws it.
I think you that's have a better chance at that.
But
that's
I mean,
what a technique is. It's because you got
to
be like.
Well, I need a couple. I'm gonna need a few tries to get my strength right. Just a couple though. Once I get a couple tries in, I think I would be really good at the curling.
Right. Then we'll throw the Winter Olympics too, right? Any Olympic sport besides softball? Because we know you would have caught if that was you out in that field. You'd have caught that ball.
Shoestring
you know,
catch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at her eyes. Yeah. Our team just lost our championship in co-ed league. Hello.
I would look at her eyes, but I can't. There's no cameras.
Yeah. I'm sure.
You know why we ain't got no camera? You know damn well why we ain't got no camera, Brian. Don't talk. You know what?
Because you're not willing to buy them. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm willing to buy them. Just tell me to buy the damn things. I'm just saying. You know who you are. You're listening. Go ahead. Ray.
Did you say where to buy them?
No, just say we're not going to get them for you. Instead of saying we're going to get them
no,
for
they're
you.
Coming this
if
Thursday.
You tell me you're not going to get me the cameras, I will go buy them myself.
They're working on it.
This Thursday they're coming.
I would say.
Go ahead, Ray. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Maybe.
I didn't.
Brian, that red button, that's called hot. Don't hit that button. that's called a hot button.
Archery or badminton?
You think you can do archery?
Badminton's hard.
You lost your mind?
That thing is so small. You
archery?
Have to hit it on the right end.
Ray.
You can't do no art. Have you ever
archery.
Shot a bow and arrow in your life?
Archery?
Have you ever done the
No, but I've played
Ray.
Shuffleboard at a bar, and it's the same principle.
Yeah, well, I've shot a bow and arrow before, and I used to make slingshots when I was younger.
Let me tell you something.
So.
These bow and arrows are something else. They got. I mean, I've never seen bow and arrows like that. Okay. Hey, you know what?
Listen, if you
think you can.
I was at a softball canoeing.
Okay.
Maybe.
You could probably do swimming. You've been training for your triathlons.
No.
You don't think so?
Are you kidding me? The people in my triathlon thought I was drowning. They came over and they were like, are you okay?
Hey, she had to go into like the 65 and older crowd
Listen.
To
shut
to
your
even
mouth.
Place.
They
Listen.
Did that on accident.
Ray knows her limits. Detroit, what sport? Something?
I also know my limits and I'm going to say nothing.
Nothing?
I don't think, no,
Come
I don't
on.
Think I'd be good.
Throw one out there.
Olympic, yeah. Olympic level?
No, not Olympic level, just the sport itself.
You could
I
be
mean,
on curling
I played,
with me.
I played soccer and I was decent at it, but my problem is I quit things. I lose interest and I quit.
What about?
And I'd be
star
like
player.
In the middle of the Olympics, and I'd be
yep.
like, "Ah, oh, that was cool
star
for a couple games. I'm
Detroit,
over it."
We cannot find her. I heard she's back in her hometown.
Yeah, I don't know.
They asked her to get up too early.
That's yep.
We told
that,
her
that would do it for me.
You could do the canoeing with me.
My arms are not that strong. I got noodle arms.
What if I did the curling and I pushed it and you did the squeegee?
I could maybe do the squeegee, but okay. I feel like my arms would also get sore very, very soon.
I mean, we only got to do it one time.
I don't have a lot of strength. I actually realized that the other day. I forget what I was trying to do. Something very simple, like opening a jar, and I literally just could not open it. And I was like, I really got to
well,
start
listen,
working out.
Well, listen, you know what? I'll take your word for it. Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing.
We're trying to get you in there, but you're like, nothing.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you right now, I would be
I'm
a disappointment
good.
To the team.
She wouldn't even watch the team if it came on at a certain time. Hey,
maybe
you watch
I'll
this?
Be like, I would be a good water girl, I think.
Okay.
I really want to try archery now.
Hey, there's somebody listening. Maybe they'll give you an opportunity to. All right, we want to find out. You've been watching Olympics, summer, winter games. What's one of the sports you watch? You say, you know what? I think back in the day or even now you can do that. And one of you randomly going to hook you with a pair of tickets to Universal Orlando Resorts. Feel the rush of the hunt as you race through the jungles alongside a Velociraptor and Jurassic World Velocicoaster now open. This is one amazing coaster. Amazing.
It's awesome.
And we're not just saying that because we wrote it. Well, we are saying it because we wrote it. It's an amazing thing. But anyway, you looked at the Olympics. Tell us the sport you think you could have done well at. 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067, XL Mobile 41067, and let us know on social media. The Olympic game, you want to go to Universal, tell us which sport you could have done on Johnny's House. Without you. 937 is Johnny's House.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with highs around 93. Right now it is 84.
Everybody talking about the Olympics and they could do this sport or do that sport. Well, we want to find out what you can do back in the day. You can do that Olympic sport. Got a pair of tickets to Universal Orlando Resorts. We're going to hook you up with that. But go ahead and dream a little bit. Tell us what sport you think you could have done in the Olympics. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what's your sport?
In high school, I competed as an archer, and I competed internationally and nationally, and I was ranked 7th in the nation for a little while.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
It's hard, right? Like, you can't just roll up and be like, boop, bullseye.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. It takes a lot of muscle control.
How about training? How much training do you do?
I trained for 4 years, and I got asked to come compete with the Junior Dream Team for the Olympics, but I didn't want that kind of dedication.
Now, where's your bow and arrow now?
It's
in a case in my house. I don't know. I still shoot it every now and then. Oh. I don't train every day anymore, though.
Oh, wow. So you still mess around with it, huh?
I do, yeah. Okay. I train here and there. Okay. I mostly use it for fun, though.
Okay.
I'd walk around with it strapped over my shoulder with a quiver full of arrows at all times.
All right, you. Matter of fact, you know you call them a quiver.
That's right. That's archery terms,
yes,
right
sir.
There.
Yes, sir. It is. Sylvia, good morning.
Did you just Google it?
Good morning.
No. All right, what Olympic sport you think you can do?
What's the Dungeons and Dragons nerd?
Swimming.
No, you couldn't.
Oh my god. Johnny doesn't even know you, and he said, "No, you couldn't."
Meanwhile, he's over here thinking he's the Michael Jordan of handball.
Damn right, I could. Sylvia, why swimming?
I used to swim like since I was like 10 until like 14. Mm-hmm.
That's
and
right.
Then I got too like lazy. I wish I would have the moral support. It's expensive. I grew up in Colombia, so it was really expensive going to training and paying for your training. I think I was good at breaststroke. I actually made it to the not to the nationals. I don't know how you call it here, like the interstate.
Yeah, it's national.
Like all
we call it national here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At what age?
And I was good. I was 13.
Okay, I take that back.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm sorry you're not getting any moral support from our show either.
I take that back. I did not know you made it to the nationals. I just thought you said you could you swim in your house every day and you can.
Yeah, I've been swimming since I was 10 as well.
I didn't get support at 13.
Getting the moral support from family.
Oh, yeah, it's big.
A lot of times I went to competitions, but you know my parents had to work and
they never saw you. They never saw you swim.
The crowd, but. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, "Yeah, you can go ahead and go." And,
but they didn't. They didn't know how good you were. No.
I think they did, but yeah.
All right, you hold got on bills to pay, and we ain't paying for this training for you to swim around in the pool.
Okay, Caitlin. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What's your sport? In the Olympics, you said I can do this.
I played volleyball growing up, and then through college.
Oh.
I always thought beach volleyball would be cool, but, you know, I'm not trying to embarrass myself.
Listen,
too much,
my reaction time for volleyball is way off. I mean, they play fast, really
and
fast.
And they put you in sand?
And somebody going to smack me in the face, and all of a sudden, your friends don't care that you made it to the Olympics. Hey, man, that Russian dude slammed you in the face. You got to live with that. Be what they're saying over there.
On the XL Motor Powered by Attorney Dan Newland in Iraq, need a check. Hit up my man, Dan Newland. Someone said, power walking, isn't that an Olympic sport?
It is.
They think they could do that.
Well,
you gotta roll your
that.
Hips.
Oh, yeah, you got to be quick. It's mall walking on like steroids.
I know. It's funny to watch, though.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
It is
funny to watch.
And then someone said, BMX. They raced for years, and they were actually nationally ranked.
All right. We're going to hook up Sylvia because her family gave her no moral support and she could have made it to the Olympics. Got yourself a pair of tickets to Universal Orlando Resort. All right, listen, when we come back, there's somebody that needs our help and we'll see if we can help them out on Johnny's House.
Hey, Johnny.
Hi, I'm Johnny Magic.
This is Johnny's House. XL 1067.
All right, time to get out of here. Before we do, there's someone that needs our help. Got an email from an individual that you can hear in the email that they're desperate situation and wanted to know if we could put it out there and possibly help them out. Alan, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, John. I appreciate you reaching out to me.
Hey, no joke, man. You reached out to me on every platform. Tell everybody what's going on and see how we can help you, Alan.
I'll try to keep it short, not give away too much. Basically, I'm in a tight situation. I have to be out trying to hold together.
It's okay, man. We with you.
I basically have to be out where I'm at this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having trouble finding a place.
Okay.
Budget-wise or anything.
Okay.
It also has to do with the situation my wife's in because, like I explained in the email, she's had second back surgery in April.
Okay.
And she's currently wheelchair-bound. So apartments, kind of a question because mainly all second floor.
Okay.
And it's just, I got pets. People don't have a trouble finding places to accept pets. It's, I don't know, I'm by myself.
Well,
I work full time. I'm an acting caregiver with my wife.
Yeah.
On top of that,
The email is the house that you're renting. They pretty much sold it and told you had to get out and you have to be out by Friday. And you don't have a place. You're looking for a place that you can rent. So you're looking for someone who has an apartment or a house that you can rent. And you mentioned go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. I'm desperately looking for somewhere.
and you have to move everything on your own because your wife is wheelchair bound because she had back surgery.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us what you're looking for as far as a house and apartment. One bedroom, two bedroom. Tell us exactly what you're looking for because there's someone listening that might be able to help you.
It's got to be at least a two bedroom.
Okay.
Just mainly because she does have equipment that I have to use to help her with.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie, I do got quite a bit of stuff. We haven't had a chance to go through and get rid of a lot of it.
Okay.
And I was only able to afford a small storage unit, and that's not going to fit all the stuff in my house.
Okay. But you have to be out by Friday.
This weekend, yes, that's what I was told.
All right. So if anyone's listening right now, here's someone in the community that, I mean, he's desperate. And I can hear the desperation in your email, and we don't really take calls like this, but sometimes, you know, you got to break protocol to help someone out. So if you have an apartment or if you have a home that you want to put up for rent, here's a man that can definitely use your help. Now, they have to have a way to get in touch with you, Alan. Do you have a certain way that you can do that?
I can get out. I guess I can get on my email, my phone number.
Okay.
No problem with that.
Okay. Go ahead.
My email is MAJohnson_JR4Jr.
Okay.
@hotmail.com.
Okay.
And then my phone number is 407-408-9928.
All right. Well, Alan, hopefully stay in touch with me. Let me know if anybody out there listening that can help you out, okay?
Yeah, I really appreciate this, John. I really do.
No, we appreciate you, man. Hey, man, we go through hard times, you know, all the time. And if there's someone listening right now, maybe it'll touch their heart to help you, okay?
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Uh-huh. All right, so if you can, you can help them out. Just, you know, listen to the podcast. The number will be there at the end. Ray, you got anything going on today, ma'am?
Not much. I have a little meeting later on, and that's pretty much it.
Detroit, how about you, ma'am?
Probably going to try to finish the darn fence tonight, and that's about it.
Do you do anything with joyous pleasure?
Yes.
Watch TV?
Something that doesn't include physical labor and being outside in the heat. I don't do well in the Florida heat.
Now,
I got Michigan blood.
I'm with you. That Florida heat's been, whew.
Yeah.
Now, originally it was supposed to take 4 hours from start to finish.
I mean, that was just a guess from somebody who's never put together a fence before. So.
And now it's taking 2 days.
This will be the third day working on it.
Talking about underestimating the project.
That was real arrogant to think that you were just a fencer without ever having fenced before.
Who do I think I am?
B, how about you, bro?
Just a bunch of work around here because this morning everything was broken when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
And then taking the kid to football practice, and I think that's pretty much it.
I think we're going to install our own security camera. Now, I'm going to wait for the station to get our actual cameras, but... but have our own security camera. Put like a bubble in the corner there because people come in here and do some stuff.
Yeah.
Some things. We
don't understand.
I don't either.
I can't wrap my head around it.
All right. Ryan Seacrest, it's all yours. Y'all have a beautiful day, and we'll see you on tomorrow.